From Capital Public Radio in Sacramento, it's California's next governor. I'm Ben Adler. There are a lot of people running for governor this year to replace termed-out Democrat Jerry Brown. We thought you might like to get to know them a bit before you vote in the June 5th primary. That's where the top two finishers, regardless of political party, will advance to the November general election. But maybe you don't have all the time in the world to hear from them. So we sat down with the six leading candidates, four Democrats and two Republicans, and we'll introduce you to each of them in less than 10 minutes. On the Democratic side, there's Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom.
A willingness to take risks, a willingness to be bold, a willingness to get out front on issues, a willingness to tackle vexing problems by trying to solve them, not manage them.
Antonio Villaraigosa, the former mayor of Los Angeles.
We got the Golden State, the only state with its own dream, the California dream. And I think we need to restore the luster to that dream.
State Treasurer John Chung.
I think there's a crystal clear difference in track record, openness, transparency, and honesty as to the state's values and how do you pay for the state's values.
And former state schools chief Delaine Easton.
I'm the person with the brass backbone who's going to fight to do the right things for California and not just go along and get along.
As for the Republicans, there's businessman John Cox.
I think if people really want a sustainable, economically viable state going forward, we've got to address the corruption in Sacramento, and I'm the guy that's going to do it.
And Assemblyman Travis Allen.
I think our politicians should be forced to live in the real world and pay real taxes and live under all these crazy laws that they are putting out there.
One of these six people will likely lead the biggest state in the nation and the world's fifth largest economy. It's California's next governor from Capital Public Radio.